In today's show, a Bitcoin close below 56,000 can spark a sharper decline. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, and Plan B updated us this morning. Bitcoin looking strong, RSI 68, despite macro headwind, Alex Mavosky shares, Bitcoin accumulation addresses balance, took a sharp plunge, not the first time they freak out. Macro is still uncertain, but it looks like a micro capitulation. I'll also be sharing the latest updates from crypto analyst Rec Capital and Tech Dev. Also in today's show, Ethereum is about to go parabolic against Bitcoin as analysts weigh the Bitcoin bear case. That's right, ETH is due for a parabolic attack on Bitcoin to beat all-time highs, according to this crypto analyst, Galaxy BTC, as he shares here. I've been waiting and publicly charting ETH slash BTC on the big picture for years, and now we are finally here. ETH is about to start going into parabolic mode. Just wait and see how crazy things are about to get. And this just in breaking news, Goldman Sachs says multiple banks are exploring Bitcoin-backed loans. I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is still the king of the crypto markets, according to Morgan Creek Digital's Anthony Pompliano, and explains why in this new interview on CNBC's Squawk Box, quoting him here, I think that Bitcoin is still by far the king. When it moves, everything else kind of moves with it. If Bitcoin goes down, other things tend to move down. That is changing a little bit, but I think it is still true for the most part. Also in today's show, can Bitcoin reach $100,000 in 2022? I'll be sharing the three catalysts which can boost demand and help the price climb towards six figures. And as Tech Dev shares here, at some point, this market will likely be in extreme fear with Bitcoin over $1 million. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, ETH, and many of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Highlight your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin is struggling to surpass 57,200 resistance against the US dollar. Bitcoin is declining, and it might accelerate lower if there is a close below that critical $56,000 support. And at the time of this recording, we're trading just under 57,200, which is the current level to watch. Now, Bitcoin price failed to start a decent increase above that $58,000 resistance zone, and then Bitcoin started a slow decline and then broke the 57,200 support level to enter a bearish zone. There was also a close below 57,000 in the 100 hourly simple moving average. However, the bulls are defending that $56,000 support level, and the recent lows were formed near 55,848, and Bitcoin is now consolidating losses above that $56,000 level, and an immediate resistance on the upside is near 56,600. It is near the 23.6% Fibonacci retracement level of the recent decline from the $59,000 swing high to 55,848 low. Now, the first major resistance is near that $57,000 level. There is also a key contracting triangle forming with support near 56,100 on the hourly chart. Now, the next major resistance is near 57,500, which we're not too far from, and it is close to the 50% Fibonacci retracement level of the recent decline from 59,000 swing high to 55,848 low, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, a clear break above 57,500 resistance could open the door for more upside. and the next key resistance level is 58,500, above which the price could rise steadily, and the next stop for the bulls may possibly be near that $60,000 level, which is the line in the sand. Now, if Bitcoin fails to clear 57,500 resistance, it could extend losses, and immediate support on the downside is near 56,100, and the first major support is now forming near that $56,000 level. A downside break below 56,000 may perhaps start a sharp decline, and the next stop for the bears might be 53,500. Now for the technical indicators, hourly MACD is now gaining pace in the bearish zone, and the major support levels to watch out for are 56,000, followed by 55,000, and the major resistance levels at 57,000 and $58,500. And checking out the latest from Plan B, he updated us this morning. Bitcoin looking strong, RSI 68, despite macro headwind, Omicron included March 2020 flashbacks and potential Fed tapering, and on-chain analyst Lex Mavosky shares Bitcoin accumulation addresses balance took a sharp plunge. Not the first time they freak out. Macro is still uncertain, but it looks like a micro capitulation. And as Rec Capital shares here, Bitcoin still showcasing signs of slowing in the sell side momentum against the bottom of the weekly demand area, which you can see here in this chart in the green. Weekly candle close inside this green area would be a positive contributing step towards price strength stability here. And Tech Dev updated us, not my initial interpretation, but a way of looking at our recent Bitcoin daily structure, which is making more sense to me, watching and waiting for that strong 2-week close over the 1.618 Fibonacci. And he shares this chart, which shows the striking similarities of this bull run in 2021 compared to that of 2017 and 2013. And if history is to repeat, you already know, fam. And he also shares here, these are daily time frame charts. A 2-week close over the 1.618 would constitute a strong break to me. On the daily time frame, I expect a break of the 1.618 and then retest the former all-time high or just above. And a couple of days ago, he shared this chart. Bitcoin has followed this high time frame structure for 60 weeks. If it continues, this is what we can expect next. And it shows Bitcoin rising on up, surpassing $160,000 and even $300,000 per BTC. And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum about to go parabolic against Bitcoin as analysts weigh the Bitcoin bear case. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin is in the green, up almost 1% for the day, trading at around $57,000. We have Ether up 1.5%, trading just above $4,600. Solana up 5%, trading at $237. Polkadot up almost 2%, trading at $36. While Matic is up a whopping 15%, trading at $2.31, along with Luna up 5%, trading just under $67, while Avalanche, Dogecoin, Cardano, and Crypto.com coin are all correcting and in the red. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum's token ETH is due to launch a parabolic attack on Bitcoin to beat all-time highs, according to this one analyst. That's right. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView shows ETH sitting near 3-year highs, but its next move should be even stronger. Ether against BTC is one of the few bullish narratives in the short-term crypto markets this month. In a new tweet on December 3rd, popular Twitter account Galaxy reinforced optimistic predictions for the largest altcoin, even suggesting that ETH is about to eclipse its already strong performance with a vertical move, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. I've been waiting and publicly charting ETH slash BTC on the big picture for years, and now we are finally here. ETH is about to start going into parabolic mode. Just wait and see how crazy things are about to get. Let's freaking go. Now, ETH slash BTC reached 0.085 this week, its highest since a brief spike in May of this year. Beyond that, only 2018 stands in the way of new all-time highs. That year, nonetheless, seeing a significant higher ceiling up to 0.15 on some exchanges. And in US dollar terms, the picture is similarly promising. Ether having set repeated new records in early November and staying broadly within 20% of $5,000 ever since. And quoting Pentoshi here, ETH slash BTC now flipping the yearly highs to support and multi-year highs, just under all-time highs in US dollar pair. This, in theory, should be the part where if strength continues, we see that strong run based on structure has traded exceptionally clean the past month, top down, plus back. While not everything points to $5,000 level falling, ETH slash USD is currently trading at about $4,600 at the time of this recording. And right here, you're looking at the Ethereum one-day candle chart. Now let's get back to Bitcoin. Checking out the latest from William Clemente. He shares the bear case. Price action looks like a failed macro breakout. Still need to reclaim 60 to 61,000. Once again, that's the line in the sand. Over leverage, excluding CME and perpetual over leverage near all-time highs in US dollars and Bitcoin terms. Regime a positive premium slash funding, long slash short ratio with no reset, funds sitting on large unrealized profits and losses for 2021, macro uncertainty, and now he shares the bull case, on-chain supply dynamics, illiquid supply, long-term hodler supply and hodl waves, etc., On-chain oscillators never reached exuberance slash reset over summer. Some are included on-chain behaviors that resemble bear market. Funds have fresh profits and losses in January. Hunger to take on risk and macro uncertainty. So there you have it. Let me know if you're more bullish or bearish on the king of all crypto. And what are your thoughts surrounding Ethereum going parabolic against BTC? I'll let you boy in the live chat. Now for our next breaking story of the day, Goldman Sachs says multiple banks are exploring Bitcoin back loans. That's right. Goldman Sachs and a handful of other Wall Street banks are exploring ways to do institutional cash loans with Bitcoin as collateral, as CoinDesk reported, quoting them here. Goldman was working on getting approved for lending against collateral and tri-party repo, and if they had a liquidation agent, they were just doing secured lending without ever having Bitcoin touch their balance sheet. However, another person said, we've probably spoken to a half a dozen big banks about Bitcoin-backed loans. Some of them are in the next 3 to 6 months category, and some are further out. What's interesting is some of these banks will use their own balance sheet to make the loan. Others will syndicate this out. That's right, so expect more mainstream adoption as banks continue to accumulate and hodl the king of all crypto. And before I break down next story of the day, Bitcoin is still the king of the crypto markets, according to Morgan Creek Digital's Anthony Pompliano, as well as we discuss, can Bitcoin reach $100,000 in 2022? But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.6 trillion with $116 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 40.9%, with the Ether dominance on the climb at 20.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Cosmos leading the pack, up 18% for the day, trading just above $31, followed by Oasis Network, up 14%, trading at 34 cents, and Polygon slash Matic, up 12.6%, trading at $2.29. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4 of this bull run? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 31 out of 100 in fear, yesterday a 32, last week a 47 neutral, and last month a 76 in extreme greed. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Morgan Creek Digital co-founder Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pomp, still considers Bitcoin to be the leading crypto asset. Yet, of course, right? In a new interview on CNBC Squawk Box, Pomp says that the top crypto still has a lot of bullish fundamentals despite any downsides, quoting him here. If you look at how many people who hold Bitcoin are in profit, so basically wherever they bought Bitcoin, what that price was compared to now, 89 to 90% of people are in profit. While we have an undisciplined monetary and fiscal policy, I am not selling my Bitcoin. There are millions of other people who aren't selling their Bitcoin and demand continues to increase. We just saw this morning that Invesco is going to launch an exchange-traded product, ETB with spot Bitcoin, and I think you're going to continue to see products like that that come to the market. Demand increases your fixed supply asset. The US dollar price has to move up over time to accommodate everyone. Pomp says that Bitcoin's influence on the market shows that it is still the king crypto despite big moves by other coins, including Ethereum and Solana, quoting him again here. I think that Bitcoin is still by far the king. When it moves, everything else kind of moves with it. If Bitcoin goes down, other things tend to move down. That is changing a little bit, but I think it is still true for the most part. And he also says that while it is still true that investors are venturing onto other crypto assets, they all still return to BTC. Ultimately, what you see is some rotating going on. Sometimes you'll see Bitcoin move up, then people will move into some of the other cryptos, then they'll come back into Bitcoin. The Bitcoin bull explains that just like in stocks and other financial markets, crypto investors lean towards less volatile assets. As he shows here, there's still a market structure that's at play here. Large caps are going to be less volatile than small caps in bull markets and in bear markets. So I think that if people push out of the risk curve during a bull market, they kind of always come back to those less volatile assets in the bear market. He's right. And to watch this entire interview with Pomp on CNBC Squawk Box entitled Bitcoin Still the King of Crypto, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day and we discuss can Bitcoin reach $100,000 in 2022, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 990 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 100,000 subs. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Here are the three catalysts which are likely to send the Bitcoin price soaring to six figures. A better value storing alternative to cash? Absolutely. With prices of basic goods and services soaring in 2021 due to the effects of the pandemic, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell frequently called inflation a transitory event, which is absolutely hilarious. Like they don't know they're causing inflation by printing trillions of dollars It is what it is. Now, as inflation erodes the buying power of cash, one reason many investors have begun to accept Bitcoin as a legit asset class is its potential to keep up with or outpace higher prices in the economy. That's because of the cap of the number of coins that can ever be mined versus fiat currencies like the US dollar that have no limit to how much can be printed. If inflation concerns persist in 2022, which they will, mark my words, more investors might seek out Bitcoin as an alternative to their cash. As Michael Saylor describes it, cash in the bank is like a melting ice cube. What are you doing? Put it into BTC, which might send the Bitcoin price towards that six-figure goal. Now, the second factor, which will send that Bitcoin price to six figures, is more adoption by big investors. That's right. All indications point to a growing list of big institutional investors getting involved with the crypto industry. For example, we have banks like Silvergate Capital, who operates on exchange called SDN and facilitates digital currency payments 24/7, a crucial capability for crypto investors and traders since the market is always open. SDN has 1,305 institutional users at the end of the third quarter, up from 1,224 3 months prior, and only 928 just a year ago. And besides the big investors, we have Central American Republic of El Salvador, which recently became the first country to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. Shout out to their president, Nayib Bukele, and he also made this clear. There are no vaccine mandates or passports in El Salvador, no mask mandates, no testing requirements to enter the country, but there are vaccines available for everyone, even tourists, including boosters. Everybody makes their own choice. So far, 70% plus have been vaccinated. I just like the free will for us to choose for ourselves instead of the tyranny of being forced to do this or that. So much respect to Nayib. That's why you have billionaires like Max Keiser, who says, "See you soon, Mr. President. We'll be in El Zante for the month of January as we prep for citizenship in El Salvador." El Salvador is the biggest thing to hit Bitcoin since the Genesis block, and we want to be a part of it. And other countries, especially in Latin America, have also expressed interest in following suit one day. And also, a handful of big companies have also replaced some or all of their cash on their balance sheet with Bitcoin, such as Michael Saylor's MicroStrategy, which was the first publicly traded company to put Bitcoin on their balance sheet. And as a result, they're currently up billions of dollars. And even Tesla is up $1 billion in profit thanks to their Bitcoin allocation. Now, paired with institutional investor support, these crypto adopters could also spur on smaller retail investors. A boost in demand from all of the above could push the value of Bitcoin towards $100,000 in 2022. And hey, $100,000 is still not out of the question for this year. In December, I know there's only 4 weeks left, but we've seen greater runs in the past. Now, for the third factor, which is likely to send the Bitcoin price soaring to six figures, is an update to Bitcoin's everyday functionality. That's right. November 2021 is when the Bitcoin blockchain network underwent its first major update since 2017, known as Taproot. The upgrade is aimed to making Bitcoin a more viable solution for everyday DeFi services and apps. This is an area that Bitcoin has struggled in, as features of its blockchain have made it difficult to use for an everyday payment solution. In contrast, Ethereum was purpose-built for DeFi and dominates on this front. So there you have it. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to end up before the end of this year? Do you feel we can still hit six figures in December? Or do you feel it will happen quarter one, quarter two of next year? Holla at your boy in the live chat. And checking out these predictions from crypto analyst Mikhail Van de Pop. Reminder, peak high bull cycle prediction, Bitcoin $350,000 to $450,000, Ether $10,000 to $17,500, Polkadot and Chainlink $250 to $350, Cardano $10 to $20, Zilliqa $5 to $7, Elrond $1.50 to $1.75, already hit, revised now, and DIA $50 to $75. And it reminds us that some of these predictions might be conservative. And checking out the latest from Tech Dev, he also reminds us at some point this market will likely be in extreme fear with Bitcoin over $1 million. Destiny. That's right. My personal prediction is $1 million Bitcoin price by 2025. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. A Bitcoin close below 56,000 can spark a larger decline. Also in today's show, we discuss Ethereum about to go parabolic against Bitcoin as analysts weigh the Bitcoin bear case, as well as Bitcoin is still the king of the crypto markets, according to Morgan Creek Digital's Anthony Pompliano. Also in today's show, we discuss Bitcoin reaching $100,000 in 2022. And I shared the three catalysts, which are likely to make this happen, but where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for our top three comments from yesterday's episode, Eric Holtrop wrote, "Hey Coach JV, just got back from Thanksgiving break. Listen to your show every day. Appreciate your optimism when the government tries to scare us regarding this lame COVID variant. Buy Bitcoin and live a healthy life and you have nothing to worry about." Welcome back, Eric. Hope you had a fantastic holiday break. Amen, fam. You got it. Greatly appreciate your continued support. Our next feature comment comes from Nate, who wrote, "Another solid update, JV. Thumbs up. Now let's see Ethereum do something significant about those crazy gas fees. $900 for a lousy $3,000 transfer. That is crazy. Not sure I like the security trade-off that apparently comes with Vitalik's recent upgrade recommendation to deal with the issue. Though, if I understand it correctly, it is only a small possible trade-off for a big potential drop in fees. So maybe a step in the right direction. Any idea how long until that or other upgrades to address the Ethereum cost issue might get approved and implemented? Thanks again, JV. I responded, great concerns, Nate. No clue how long these much long anticipated upgrades finally roll into action. Hopefully soon. We sure need it. One love. Now for our third and final feature comment of the day comes from Digital Gravity, who wrote, JV, shout out to you for your consistency. You got to be one of the hardest working dudes in crypto. You got it, fam. Glad to serve our incredible crypto community. Cheers. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.